someone has tried to cut off a neck. Would you call it a cut? It is torn and lacerated. It must have taken some strength to leave these marks on such tough material, whatever the instrument may have been. But what do you make of it? I can tell that you know more than you say. Dacre smiled, and his little eyes twinkled with knowledge. Have you included the psychology of dreams among your learned studies? He asked. I did not even know that there was such a psychology. My dear sir, that shelf above the gem case is filled with volumes from Albertus Magnus onward which deal with no other subject. It is a science in itself. A science of charlatans. The charlatan is always the pioneer. From the astrologer came the astronomer, from the alchemist the chemist, from the mesmerist the experimental psychologist. The quack of yesterday is the professor of tomorrow. Even such subtle and elusive things as dreams will in time be reduced to system and order. When that time comes, the researches of our friends on the bookshelf yonder will no longer be the amusement of the mystic, but the foundations of a science. Supposing that is so, what has the science of dreams to do with a large, black, brass-rimmed funnel? I will tell you. You know that I have an agent who is always on the lookout for rarities and curiosities for my collection. Some days ago, he heard of a dealer upon one of the quays who had acquired some old rubbish found in a cupboard in an ancient house at the back of the room.